Hey, boss. Are you okay? You look stressed and tired. I'm guessing the meeting didn't go very well. I'm sorry to hear that. But what can we expect from people like them, right? I mean, we already peg them to be not so good when it comes to these types of negotiations. So, I'm guessing we just have to find our next lead, right? Yeah. Good news for you is I've actually started noting them down. Yeah. Let me just make sure that they're in the proper file. Yes, that is where I would like to put them. And just adding our usual password, just in case we have anyone snooping around. All right, there you go. It should be in your other files, if you know what I mean. Well, we are in fear of corporate espionage, so might as well be extra, extra safe. Yeah, actually, I have full confidence that the leads I just added in your files are really, really good. I sent a couple of emails to some of your previous contacts, and well, they came back to me with some promising information. I then followed the strings and ended up with a solid file for you to review. So there you go. You don't owe me anything except really, really, really good dinner. I'm talking three Michelin stars. Okay, well, let's put that. If one of my leads comes to fruition, then yes, I deserve that three Michelin star restaurant. Yeah, the one like a couple blocks away. The one where you had that grandiose meeting and you did not bring me? I don't care if I was sick at that time. It was very important, at least to me. Well, there you have it. And now, on to the next order of business. What is that, you may ask? Well, I just happen to have a really, really good shipment of massage oil. No, actually, the secretary from one of the smaller companies that we've worked with, yeah, she mailed me these, and I told them to send a bottle to my office. Well, it's mostly so that I could try it out on myself. Well, you know, try it out on you too. No, I'm kidding. But I said that we would get a sample, and if it was really good, we would order more. Yeah. Listen, sometimes I have to make some of these tiny promises so that you remain in the goodwill of some of the best services out there. Only the most exclusive for you, after all. Tell me I'm the best. You're welcome. Now, take a seat and I shall give you a nice and relaxing massage. Complete with words of flattery, of course, just to get you going and all gassed up again. Well, you will need it because your next meeting is in about 2 hours. I'm not going to give you a 2-hour massage, but I will give you enough just to keep you going for the day. How does that sound? Great. Now, let's try these out, shall we? Here, take a sniff. It smells really nice, doesn't it? Right? I told you, only the best and the most exclusive for you. Now let's get going and relax and soothe that head of yours. I'm sure that meeting was a massive headache for you. That's what I thought. So all you have to do is close your eyes, lean back, let my hands do the work. Now you know you love it when my hands and my fingers start rubbing and pressing against your head like this. Nice and soft and smooth circles. Bend down your head, your scalp, and your temples, letting the aroma of that massage oil waft to the air so that you could smell that goodness. I can smell it all the way over here too. Just feels so soothing and relaxing. Isn't it so calming? That's what I thought. And I'm just going to focus on your head. Take care of the pressure that you might be feeling right now. Nice. Circles around your head, pressing, pushing, relaxing that tense mind of yours with your forehead. Usually, this is where we have the most pressure or feel the most pressure, especially after such an exhausting day. Your forehead, the back of your neck, and sometimes even your jaw. So let me take care of that. Nice and gentle. A little bit firmer if you prefer. Okay. Everything is to your pace. And to your pleasure. So you tell me what to do. After all, you deserve the highest of care, the highest of service. Because you work so hard, you do so much, and you have to think, you have to be at the top of your game all the time, and I can imagine how exhausting that must be, how tiring that must be, and more especially, how lonely must it be to be at the top? That's why you have someone like me taking care of you, and the rest of your day, so that you can focus on what matters the most. That is what you deserve. And I am more than happy to be your partner in crime when it comes to all of these things, because nothing is more enjoyable than watching you shine and take over a room and take care of the rest. You must be the envy of so many people. You must always be exhausted having to deal with so much bullshit and so many people trying to get to be where you are, trying to find ways to use you and take advantage of you, but we're not going to let that happen now, are we? You have a strong judge of character. You're smart and wise. And while sometimes you may be making the silliest decisions out of work, of course, you have the confidence to own your mistakes and just keep going and chugging along. Because you know at the end of the day, when it comes to you taking care of things, everything is going to be just fine. And I have a lot of faith and confidence in you. You have the world at the palm of your hands. And what you do with it, we can only expect to be the best. Sorry, did I put too much pressure on you? Oh, my bad. Don't worry. I know you'll do just fine. Today, tomorrow, the next day, and the day after that, and the day after that. It's only because I have a lot of faith in you, and you should have a lot more confidence in yourself for someone holding that much. I know you can do it. You've done it before. You've done it 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times. All of that experience, it shows that you just know what to do next. And you're thinking about it, aren't you? It's in your head while I'm taking care of you, massaging you, getting you all relaxed. It's all in your head. You know what next to do. I can see it in your smile. That's right. All you gotta do now is just let my hands take care of you. Let my words both soothe you and boost you up. Give you that pick-me-up that you need. Because you so absolutely deserve it. Yes, you do. You do so well, and you work so hard, and you have worked harder than any of my previous bosses. Nobody can touch you. See? You're going to do great, and you're going to make good decisions, because you know what to do. And when you don't know what to do, you also know when to ask. You know when to bend. You know who to find. You know who's the best for that job, whatever that may be. You've got this. You always, always have. And that's why I'm more than happy to give more than my 110% for you. Very hard to come by, people like you. So when that happens, you gotta give as much as you can give. Because you just know you and people like you are going to give back as much as you can give back. That's the magic of great people like you. How are you feeling? Better? Good. I'm glad you feel much better. I want you to feel much, much better especially after such a shitty situation. You gotta get back up on your feet and keep going. The day isn't over, so there's much to do and more opportunities to recover. And don't worry, after your meeting in the next 2 hours, I'll take care of you again. All you gotta do is just ask, and I will be right there with my hands and my new special massage oil ready. Oh, you don't have to thank me. You know I enjoy working with my hands too. So I keep them nice and soft and ready all the time. Right, now that you feel better, I think the next step is to get you some refreshments. So, let me know what you'd like, and I'll be back in a bit. And remember, you got this.